Well, I've kind of succumbed and, you know, use the electric razor these days, but for a long time, I shaved the old-fashioned way. Hot water, shaving cream, and a razor. I thought maybe that made me a real man. Well, one day I was shaving in a hotel, and I realized that I had run the hot water too hot. I mean, it's one thing to soften your beard. It's another thing to cook your face. So I ran just a little cold water into the sink, and that was amazing. Suddenly, the water was not hot enough. A little science experiment here. See, I underestimated how quickly the cold can cool off the hot. Yeah, well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what cold does to hot. This tendency for what's cold to cool off what's hot is more than just a physical phenomenon. It's the reason for many a spiritual disaster. Someone who was really hot spiritually cooled off because they got too close to someone who was spiritually cold, or at least cooler than they were. Now, that's one reason God wrote us what he did in our word for today from the Word of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning of verse 14. God says, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers." Now, he's referring to the way farmers of that day put a wooden yoke over two cows or two oxen to get them working together. The Lord goes on to ask, "For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. God has said, I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord." Okay, now, is God saying that those who belong to Jesus should have no contact with those who don't? Well, no, that can't be. Because he said we're his salt in the world, and you got to get out of the salt shaker for that. We can't be his light in the darkness if we have no contact with the darkness. What God is warning against here, actually commanding against, is any kind of bonded relationship with someone who is not in his reborn family. Well, that certainly would refer to a believer marrying an unbeliever. Could also be any serious relationship romantically. Could be a business partnership, even an intimate friendship. Those are danger zones for a child of God. In your core values, you're just heading two different directions. And don't underestimate how quickly cold can cool off hot. Man, I've seen that happen spiritually so many times over the years. A Christian guy or girl does some evangelistic dating. They go out with an unbeliever, hoping they can bring that person closer to Christ. For every one time that has happened, there must be 10 times at least that the Christian has ended up farther from Christ. And how many women who are married to a man who doesn't know Christ would testify to the lifelong turmoil of being torn between two loves, their Savior and their husband. But it can work the same way in business or with a friend you spend a lot of time with. The tendency is going to be for you to start cooling off and compromising and cutting corners spiritually to get along with that person. Honestly, can you see that happening in your life somewhere now? The deeper in you get, the harder it's going to be to get out. So now, this would be the least painful time you'll ever have to do the right thing, the thing that will guard your most important relationship with your Jesus, the person who loved you enough to die for you, the person who is your eternal future, Jesus. If you used to be a lot warmer in your love for Jesus, could it be you've just gotten too close to what's cold?
Thanks, Ron. Here at RHM, we are passionate about worship music. As part of our On Eagle's Wings native ministry, we have our very own worship team led by RHM's executive director, Doug Hutchcraft. It's called On Eagle's Wings Warrior Worship. Doug and several young musicians, many of whom are native, recently recorded 12 new worship songs called Live Free. We want to offer this full-length worship album free to you, our Award With You friends. These songs are available to download when you visit our website, awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.